in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just...
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 4 additional days to get a deal. A new assessment from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen writing to Congress saying the government will now hit the debt ceiling on June 5th. Not the first. There are reports of debt limit talk progress, even as many lawmakers heading home for the holiday. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
We do know that the two sides continue to talk. They're trying to hash out a deal, but certainly we do not have the product of one now, and the clock is very much ticking here.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton facing a rare Saturday session of the Republican-led Texas State House that may vote to impeach him and suspend his tenure for various allegations of bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of the public trust. The Republican Attorney General calling on his supporters to protest. President Biden welcoming the 2023 NCAA men's basketball champions, the UConn Huskies, to the White House East Room.
This team is proof that there's no quit in UConn, just like there's no quit in America.
This is ABC News. More than 37 million Americans will be out driving this holiday weekend, a 6% jump from last year's Memorial Day. Today expected to be the busiest, ABC's Will Carr.
Gas prices are lower than they were at this point last year. And also, if you look comparable to pre-pandemic numbers, there's 500,000 fewer Americans on the road at this point than there were before the pandemic. Add it all up, and the experts say that you could run into some travel nightmares if you don't plan ahead, so make sure that you're thinking about everything that you're going to be doing over the next 3 days, and they say the best thing that you can do at this point is pack your patience.
Air travelers also having an easier weekend this year with just 115 flights canceled in the U.S. today. Mixed reaction to a North Carolina plan to exclude students with unpaid lunch fees from joining end-of-year school events at a middle school in Granville County. Parent Stephanie Girardi is angry.
Teaching the kids that they don't get to participate if they don't have money.
Andy Field, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The commissioner of baseball says he doesn't want the Brewers to leave Milwaukee. Rob Manfred says that's why the state of Wisconsin should help the Southeast Wisconsin Stadium District meet its obligations to pay for repairs.
I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday. Wisconsin would spend $4 million over 2 years to attract workers to the state under the latest working draft of the state budget. Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee say that's not enough and doesn't address Wisconsin's child care shortage. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There'll be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Part of the Civic Media Network? Yes. It's outside the Pizza Max. Friday night, 7 to 8 p.m. means you're tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, loving and being real is the best thing to be right now. Whew, man. Watching the Republicans march Wisconsin into extreme racism and poverty. And quite honestly, not just Wisconsin, right? I mean, we can get into that. I mean, I'm tired of this, you guys. You hear the news breaks in between the shows about, you know, the insurrectionist, Knodel, you know, the supporter. Yeah, Scott Fitzgerald let the fake electors in, by the way. He got them the pass through the door. Mr. What? Butterball. DC Butterball now. Man, he's got to be just about ready, right? He was not in good shape when he left here, and he's eating even better now. And I keep mentioning that because, yeah, who do they go after? But the poorest, man. Take away their food. That's the problem in America. the Christian nation, and on and on and on. We got to repeat it over and over and over again because apparently just not enough people are listening or have paid attention at all to what legislation has passed and not passed in Wisconsin over the last 12 years. Yes. Okay, you know, denying health care. This is the one that it got me back then. It's getting me again now. It got me when Walker decided that, no, we're going to turn away $1.6 million and not cover the people that need and deserve it for whatever reason, whether they're sick or they don't have access, because quite honestly, in America, if you don't have access, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean access to, you know, the kind of quality of life that so many Americans have that just apparently it doesn't bother them to pick on poor people. 844-967-2789 if you want to chide in. And I hope you do. This should make people mad. But I knew it was coming, right? It's like, you hear the Republicans, they're always saying, we're not coming after Medicare and Social Security. All right, well, we'll just keep walking. All right, so to deny people health care, instead of covering people, and gaining $1.6 billion, they'd rather not cover those people and cost us that much money. And people say, oh, you know, we shouldn't be taking that money. Sure, we should. Okay, it's ours. Those are federal dollars from taxes that you've already paid in. And every time these Republicans in Wisconsin use some bogus reason for not accepting and expanding health care, it costs us money and it costs us health and it costs us lives. But quite honestly, at this point, do you really think they care about your lives? You have to ask yourself that. Here's another one. Denying women their God-given right to choose what they want to do with their bodies, with their lives, with their families. Men get to, right? Defending alcohol and guns. Both the use and abuse. By the way, today was the memorial for police officers from Wisconsin that have died in the line of duty. And we just added three in the last couple months of them trying to intervene with violent people that were needed to be stopped, right? Or just pulled over and decided, I'm going to shoot this cop. And that's sad. I mean, I can't imagine how those communities and those families are dealing with that, because, you know, those are people. And they were actually trying to protect your community doing that. But the Republicans, no, they've, you know, for the ones that say, oh, you guys want to defund the police, well, we're a little late. You guys already did that. Scott Walker and company did that in Wisconsin. Decrease their pay, decrease their, you know, resources, less officers. But now, you know, they scream, we need more officers for, you know, control and violence and the violence that they created themselves. You know, violent legislation creates, you know, violent results from people that are desperate. But it just so happens to seem that desperate people seem to be the people on the far right. The ones that keep voting for these people that are inflicting such pain in their lives. And the futures of their children. Marijuana bad in Wisconsin, but not everywhere else around the state when they want to cry about flat taxes and why don't we do what this people do and why aren't we doing what this state's doing right next to us? When we know Wisconsin used to be a leader. And now we're a behinder. And we're behind southern states. The Foxconn boondoggle. Really, people? You don't think that Robin Voss and company should be held accountable? You don't think that's a big deal? No jobs, bunch of roundabouts, bunch of quick trips, bunch of warehouses. Refusing to protect forests, water, air, and all of nature. Bears, wolves, sandhill cranes, mourning doves, crows. They want it all. They want to kill everything, man. These guys are like the Death Star. And they're just building their army all across the country. And the only way they're able to do it is from, oh, good citizens sitting on their asses not doing anything. Well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, I guess you heard there's going to be, you know, a rally at the Capitol tomorrow in support of education and teachers, right? Public education and teachers. But we should always, you know, no matter what the cause, every one of us should show up. Because it's on, man. Their fascist state has been established, and it's not going to stop. Speaking of the Foxconn boondoggle, now we're revisiting high-speed fail when Scott Walker got rid of the high-speed rail. That, oh, that's going to cost us this, and it's going to cost us that, and look at the Republicans cost you more than anything you could ever have imagined. And still, you lean with them. You follow them. No taxes on the wealthy. Only middle class and below. We're number one in alcoholism. We're number one in gerrymandering. We're number one in racist segregation. And you know what? Our Republican legislators are some of the lamest, laziest, dumbest, on the planet. And I left out a ton of other Republican crap. So on Wisconsin, right? On Wisconsin. We should all be so proud. You should stand up for racism and fascism and that Christianity of attacking the poorest of the poor. Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm ready to make a stand. I know a lot of other people are, and maybe Mark is in the SAC. How you doing?
Doing okay. I mean, it's interesting how the Republicans ignore Matthew 35, where it talks about we're supposed to be taking care of the poor, taking care of one another. And you've been playing the news clip on that. Those kids are playing Ding Dong Dash. Then this is kind of a humorous thing that happened back when I was in junior high school. That's a long time ago now. But there was a couple of my classmates apparently had been doing that. And that and they were doing it to the gym coach, who was Coach Peck. And he was our gym teacher.
Was he a GYM kind of gym teacher, like Jim Jordan?
He was an ex-former Marine, and he was actually a fairly decent guy, but he was just putting us through the paces that morning, and we didn't know what the heck was wrong, because he was making us do the leg lifts where you hold your legs up in the air and, you know, just off the ground, and really making us do the calisthenics, just kind of pounding it into us. And then he goes, "You meatheads want to know why you're doing this? A couple of your classmates here were ringing my doorbell and running away," because he wasn't home at the time. He came home and watched him do it. So his punishment for those two guys was to count the floors on the basketball court. So he had us all sitting up on the bleachers. If you guys get up on the bleachers, and those guys are going to count the boards on the gym floor. So, I mean, that's how he handled the whole, you know, the Ding Dong Dash back in the day. So I just found that kind of heat, you know. I thought about that when I heard, you know, that this nitwit had, you know, kidnapped this one kid and to punish him rather than, you know, just call it either. If you're that upset about it, call the cops and let them handle it, or call the parents if you know who their parents are. But otherwise, you know, just let it go, for God's sake, rather than, oh, this guy's facing some pretty serious charges, I think, that for, you know, grabbing this kid and sticking him in his car. But it's just kind of a little bit of humor to that whole sad state of affairs. But I mean, the Republicans just simply don't care about people.
Thanks, Mark.
Real controversy thing.
Let me tell you something. Thanks for calling. Let me tell you something that's funny. We did something better than Ding Dong Dash. We did the cross country team for practice. We'd go out and egg the cops, and then everybody run. It's free for all, man. Don't get caught. It was great, and we finished pretty well at state that year. But hey, look, Republicans aren't going to stop. We told people that way back when it started with Scott Walker. And I'm not the one that's so far away from reality. I feel pretty good where I'm at. We shouldn't feel pretty good where we are as a state, though, Wisconsin. I mean, they were trying to shut down the pipeline, and the tribes were here, and it didn't work out well again. And, you know, if we really love this state, we better start doing something. You know, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care if you don't vote. But if you care about the state, you better show up for some of the stuff we're going to be doing later this summer, man. So far away.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 41. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, a low of 41 tonight. Highs reach 74 tomorrow. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
You love Wisconsin as much as I do, and I know a lot of you do, man. You know, it's taken a toll on us, hasn't it? It hurts. Best way to deal with hurt is to stand up, heal, and fight back. It's been taking me several years, you know, just the last few, especially to keep going, man. Ugh, it's maddening. You know, hey, Mark, if you're still listening, I don't know much about the basketball court, but in wrestling, man, if you were counting the lights, that was a bad thing. Never got pinned in high school. Hey, man, let's go to Jim in Appleton. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Mike. How you doing?
Well, you know, I actually am feeling kind of good. My mom's auction went pretty well, except I made a mistake of not being able to figure out how to recover my backup device. And so, you know, there were a couple things that I probably should have got. But I'm telling you, we were surprised that it wasn't like cheap. It was like, it was like watching Storage Wars, and I was bidding on stuff too. And then you're kind of getting mad and you're calling other relatives that you think might be bidding on the same thing you are because you don't know the names, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That was all numbers.
I won a few, you know? I got my bird bath and my bird feeder that I was using that they put into the auction, but I got them.
Well, good. I'm glad you got them back.
Right?
Yeah, it was state reps. You know, I set aside a couple hours every week, and I shoot out emails to the state reps, and I got stacks of form letters. Thank you for your contact. But they don't care about us.
No, those are, you're right. Those are form letters that are already, I guess it's done with a stamp. Or do they take the time to sign it?
No, it's done with a stamp.
Yeah. By a staffer. By a staffer while there are guys on a golf course or at a fundraiser or something. Yeah
most likely. Yeah, they don't care about us. They're all safely in their gerrymandered districts.
Well, not for long.
Wait until we get...
Jim, we got plans.
We get fair districts.
I got plans.
Yeah, we do.
There are some people that will be eligible for recall. If we time it correctly, with enough frustrated people in their districts, if we can educate them enough to show how these people have actually been working against them, there's a chance. But you know what it does? It takes them off course. And it's something you need to do. You know, the only way you stand up to wrong is to try and do right. And to not try and do right is worse than wrong.
Yeah. Yes. So I got a side question.
Yeah.
I've been watching the First Amendment fall apart left and right. The biggest example is DeSantis trying to silence Disney. A couple other were in the news for a while, but they're gone now. The representatives in Tennessee that were kicked out for talking about legitimate gun control, and the transgender in Montana who they kicked out of the assembly. And but she can still vote. Yeah, she can vote, but she can't talk in any debates anymore. What happened to the First Amendment?
Exactly. It only works for the fascists. They want the fascist right to speak freely and to threaten people and to incite violence. And I mean, I can't believe this is happening really that easy for them in America, but it's happening. And then on top of that, Jim, with all the pressures that everybody's feeling and just people not knowing the truth and just armed to the hilt, the guns thing is never going to stop. It's going to continue to probably get worse.
Oh, yeah. Somebody comes and knocks on my doors, I get to shoot them.
Right? Well, you know, the Republicans started that when they did, castle, you know, this is my castle laws and the stand your grounds in Wisconsin. And, you know, you don't have to have any cause at all. You just have to say you were scared, especially, you know, if it's brown people, man, then it's really cool.
Don't have a problem with stand your ground. But when you leave your house and chase the person down, you're not standing your ground, dummy.
Well, yeah, and there are instances, Jim, where, there is people that break into people's houses and do horrible things, right? But not on the level that they want you to believe, right? Because we have our famous callers, you know, and then we hear it on right-wing radio, you know. Yeah, did you hear about this and did you hear about that? I heard it didn't happen in your neighborhood, so what are you whining about? And why shouldn't you be contributing to the solution instead of making it worse, which is exactly what they do.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, making it worse. Take more money away from the poor. Take more money away from the middle class, create more poor. Hey, there we go. That's a great way to run a society.
Yeah, and then you have CEOs, like Starbucks, who said, we've never had this problem before because we didn't have unions. Oh, no kidding, dude. No kidding. You never had the problem before. Before they tried to organize and get some workers' rights, you thief. Bastards they are.
You make $100 million and you can't trickle any of that down, so you're mad that they're organizing? You created the problem.
Yes, they did, Jim, and I appreciate you listening and calling. And, it's the fastest hour on radio, so we're almost ready to go to the hard break, but... Hey, don't forget this.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 4 additional days to get a deal. A new assessment from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, writing to Congress saying the government will now hit the debt ceiling on June 5th.
not the first. There are reports of debt limit talk progress, even as many lawmakers heading home for the holiday. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
We do know that the two sides continue to talk. They're trying to hash out a deal, but certainly we do not have the product of one now, and the clock is very much ticking here.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton facing a rare Saturday session of the Republican-led Texas State House that may vote to impeach him and suspend his tenure for various allegations of bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of the public trust. The Republican Attorney General calling on his supporters to protest. President Biden welcoming the 2023 NCAA men's basketball champions, the UConn Huskies, to the White House East Room.
This team is proof that there's no quit in UConn, just like there's no quit in America.
This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Nair. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Van Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a bra tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I mean, I'm like, come on, man. This ain't no progressive hub. Got all these high rises going up for people that are willing to, you know, pay to have access to downtown and all the entertainment that comes with it. Pushing poor people out that actually work downtown. So now they got to, you know, what? The buses don't even run like they used to. Now, You know, it just doesn't stop. And I'm mad as hell, man. 844-967-2789. What are we talking about when they're going after the poor, right? Well, come on, man. You see McCarthy come out and say, oh, they're just, the White House is just, they're not going to budge. You mean they're not going to agree with you on requiring more stringent requirements for food assistance, the SNAP program, and Medicaid? Because what, you think you can make up the deficit and pay for the debt with that? I know there's a lot of people in America that think, well, there's so many people on, you know, well, there's not as many people as you think, you know, from welfare to work to all these, just this legislation that's passed to prevent people from even having access to anything. And if you think that, you know, being on the SNAP program and getting Medicaid is, you know, what, that's the way you want to go? Why don't you switch places with people? Tell me how much you're getting. I bet if CJ was, you know, on SNAP and Medicaid, he'd still be calling in support of Republicans. It just doesn't really make sense, you know? Or does it? The debt ceiling, again. First of all, who caused the debt to be so high? What, we the people? Really? I see where they're trying to make people give back the surplus COVID relief funds that were doled out federally, right? Because in states like Wisconsin, you know, Evers won't let them use it to give it to rich people and to, you know, fund things like Foxconn and other bad deals for the state of Wisconsin. Mining and timber and, oh my God. But we did get a gummy bear, we're a Haribo factory, you know, Haribo, whatever. Okay, so, and the biggest debt that's incurred by America every year, yeah, it's for defense, right? Now we're talking about AI, you know, and you're just laughing. I'm like, this really is kind of going down the Terminator way here. When the machines actually realize that they're smarter than humans. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. But usually these, you know, I got to tell you, these Hollywood guys, these guys that come up with the movies, they kind of like have foresight, don't they? Or is that just the blueprint that Republicans use to get to where we are today? 1980s movies. Because that's a good thing, right? Extinction. And there's something romantic about not having trees or clean air and water and people are coughing and choking in the streets and everything. But, oh, but there's people in the high rises that they're safe. It's not going to happen like that, man. It's not going to happen like that. But you look all across the country and, you know, the Republicans lining up and smiling because, oh, we got poor people, don't we? Do people realize that by not just having, you know, the wealthy pay their fair share, because they're not, okay? They've been getting breaks and breaks and breaks, and we aren't. But to make us return surplus COVID relief, why doesn't Robin Voss get back the loan he got? Somebody tell me. Or Senator Ballweg out, you know, in Sauk, because she took $500,000 in COVID, what was that, PPP. Is that PPP down our back, right? More trickle down. I get it. See what I did there? The only trickle-down people have felt is blood, sweat, and tears since Republicans decided to go on the attack. And quite honestly, they have been. Look, can you see the progressive Republican Bob La Follette right now? I think he'd be going to war like we should be. And when I say that, I don't mean in a, you know, violent armed insurrection like these guys, but to just sit back and not fight is really a bad idea. I'm just telling you, you know, I mean, you don't get to the championship round by, you know, giving up. And it's worth fighting for our grandchildren and our children's future. It really is. And quite honestly, for our present. For a guy like me, present means like, hey, every day, man, that's what I got. I'm not, you know, I don't want to get too cocky anymore because I have been most of my life. And I still am it. In a way. But that's because, people like Greg Abbott down in Texas, you know, shipping people around like cattle. Yeah, we got a crisis on the border. And quite honestly, to me, people, being that I'm from a Christian nation, it's a humanitarian crisis on both sides of the border because wealth and power are behind all this. I don't know. I don't know anybody that followed Jesus that thought that, you know, borders were meant to keep people from freedom. I thought it was the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. And I got to tell you, you're not going to see me in church because that's not where I can do the most to try and turn this around. I ain't a preacher. I'm sick of watching these churches that are, you know, either right wingers, man. And you can just see by their signs, you know, and it's like, what does it say? Get right or be left behind. Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's not like, you know, OAN, whatever that psycho group is. And then I got to tell you, though, this coming up with Biden and Trump. Now, Biden and the centrist Democrats are ready to make a deal. But that's why Kevin McCarthy walked out, because maybe 11 senators, progressives that understand and want to explain to people all across the land that the people that are on the SNAP program and that are on Medicaid, they've already been forced to do things to get these things that they deserved from the start. Our tax dollars should pay for that, not for rockets and stuff. And yet here, you know, I have to defend Ukraine, right? Whatever happened to diplomacy? Can you not go in and say, look, let's rebuild some infrastructure here and sit down and talk about what's the best way to work out of this without taking over somebody's country? I mean, you can buy people off, man. These guys can be bought off. How do I know? I watch Wisconsin legislators, man. Let's go to Joanne. You didn't even get screened. I got you.
Hey, yes, this is such a great show, but I'd like to make a comment about something important and happy about what's been going on in Madison. The CUNA strike, it's being run by young people, which I'm delighted about, that people are getting involved with unions. Who maybe don't have a lot of history with unions. They're finding the union structure a great place to anchor their careers and anchor the way that they think about the workplace. So, again, right in Madison, down Mineral Point Road, you're finding an incredible effort, and I think we should all be supportive. And again, the optimistic part of it is that the young people are taking over, and it's about time, so that the older people like myself can relax. There you go.
Well, let me tell you something. This should make you happy too then, Joanne, because on Mondays, since COVID, a lot of businesses are not open on Mondays anymore, right? A lot of restaurants and stuff. It works out better for everybody. They get the day off, because restaurant work is seven days a week. And some of them don't get the day off, you know, because there's other things to do. But on Mondays, I'm going to be organized. And I've already got a few people that are like, yeah, I want to go to the Capitol and I want to know more. And they're young people. You know, that's kind of funny, Joanne. Are you surprised that I can connect with people that are, you know, in their 20s?
You connect with everybody. You're everybody's best friend.
Well, thanks. And thanks for listening. But yeah, that's it. It's it. But it's more about people like me and people that still, you know, have their look. You're like the Republicans like to call people on disability, able, but they're able bodied. Yeah. So am I, man. I got an able bodied tumor too, and able bodied emphysema and some other things going on. So. And that's what they do. They make people think that we got healthy people out there. And I don't want to hear the stories about, well, you know about this. But yeah, and you know, yes, I do know families that have been basically on welfare their entire lives. And I'm going to tell you, people, a lot of that is because they need it. It's not because, you know, we want to just give handouts. It's like they can't, they can't work, or they don't have the emotional or mental capacity. And there's no problem with letting people like that have enough food and have a place to live subsidized by wealthy people, man. I just get more and more angry because, you know, centrist Democrats, you better be pulling back, and that better be why McCarthy walked out. Because I'm telling you right now, you compromise with wrong again and move further right and let poor people take the brunt of this nonsense, the bills that have already been incurred, this has nothing to do with saving money. That's the next budget debate that you're doing right now on the debt. And they should do the 14th Amendment. Yes, we should. We already lost, our great standing the last time they brought this to the brink. They're destroying America. And they're using fascism to be successful because you clowns just keep going with it. You know? Oh, man, let's go to Rico. Rico, what's happening?
Hey, you hit my favorite subject. Hey, I just remember a couple weeks ago, old Kevin just asked McCarthy. He was on TV and all. Oh, you know, if you liken this to your average everyday American life, it's like the credit card, you know, you go over the top of the limit. And then what do? You know, do you just increase the limit? Well, I'll tell you what, idiot. Either you increase the idiot and obscure a bunch of fees and extra interest, or you pay it down. That's your only two options. And might I add that somewhere back in 2017, I want to think, there was an able-bodied decrease in our tax revenue. And I don't know how that happened. I really don't know, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, thanks. When you don't have able-minded people as your legislators, Rico, and thanks again for calling. But, you know, this nonsense about poor people being the problem, it's going to cost you more money if you cut those people off those programs. You're gonna need to hire a sanitation department to pick up the bodies, man. And why you want to make people snap anyway like that? Oh, snap, yeah. Go after snap. That's a good one. It's not a lot, man. It's not a lot of money for food that would be tossed anyway in most cases. The corporations get the money. The stores get the money. We subsidize it. Yeah. But, you know, instead of that, just like with the PFAS in the water, right? Republicans are ready to use taxpayer money to clean the water instead of, you know, till we come up with a solution. You mean like making the people that polluted it clean it up with their millions and billions and who knows, damn near trillions pretty soon? Me and my arrow. More like me and my pack of cats. Me holding a stick and my clothes and the other one's got cat food and we're out of here, man. Me and my arrow was cool because if you're old enough, you remember it was the guy with like the, you know, everybody had a pointed head except him. He had a round head.
The kid had no point.
We'll be back.
It's me and my arrow.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the new Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through June, purchase through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Beacon, always building.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 41. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, a low of 41 tonight, highs reach 74 tomorrow, lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Why does this song remind me of George Santos so much? Oh, yeah, man. No, really, watching the Republicans, you know, stop calling them Tuberville. It doesn't have two B's. Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville. Proud to deny women's rights. Proud to do everything. Fascist. Oh, I'm a jock. I was so successful as a coach that had the best players come to my school every year for tradition. The most racist school. But we sure like them black guys running for us and tackling for, not quarterback, of course. You know, we don't want any decision makers like that. Yeah, you guys really, you know, if you'd missed all that in the sports over the decades, it's like, well, what's happening, man? Hey, let's check Cal in Illinois.
Do I have a moment to make a remark before I ask you the question, a good question?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I graduated from Mexico City College in 56, we were getting the notification as possible new teachers not to take a job in Florida, and nothing's changed. My question for you people is, how is that suit going against one of the phony electors as who's being sued, I guess the only suit against those guys in Wisconsin?
Oh, Cal, I'm sorry to say, but our attorney general hasn't really pursued that as vigorously as you and I would have to defend the Constitution of Wisconsin and the United States. But it really, I mean, that's the answer here. We're weak on Badgers, man. We're weak on Badgers. It's getting better, Cal. I will say that. Yeah. And I'll say that, you know what? Evers has done what he possibly could. He's tried to do what the people wanted him to do, whether they're Republican or Democrat. The majority, he's tried to do what the majority has wanted. And the people here, it's gerrymandered. And they, you know what? We're number one in racism and alcoholism. It really makes it easy for them to dumb these guys down.
I thought it was just a court case that has to proceed.
You know what? None of these guys have been punished. You know, and they're making deals in other states to testify. But you know, as far as I've seen, you know, I haven't seen anybody that's been guilty of insurrection as the organizers and as the people that made it happen. And I don't think it's ever going to happen because in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, it's a different world, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can't pull the, I haven't listened to you for over a year, finally getting back.
Nice. So, and I appreciate it.
Listening down here.
And I thank you. And you know, keep listening and calling because you made me think for a while there, right? You know, get off what I was on. But that's how bad it is here. When we should be going after criminal legislators and lobbyists and lawyers and people that organize to overthrow an election. And if you're a Republican voter, you think that's cool? You know, you guys went to violence because you lost an election. Black Lives Matter people, of which I was affiliated with several get-togethers, was not about violence. It was about asking police violence and the racism to stop within our police departments. And that's what it was all about. And, you know, riots and other things that happened was not affiliated with organizers or the people who were affected by it, who lost their loved ones due to police violence, man. Hey, by the way, don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton. By the way, it's setting my weekend. I mentioned that. And it goes all the way through Sunday. And I have great memories associated with that. But I want to touch one thing here. It's, you know, several years ago when I was still somewhat healthy, right, and working, I came up with the, you know, Take Back Wisconsin, you know, and I took the URL for that. And I think I still have the rights to that as a nonprofit organization. And I've got friends, more than one, calling saying, hey, you know, I really think we should do this, you know. And so, you know, that has to be funded. And I thought, well, one way I could fund that is by auctioning off some of the best pizza boxes I have. Now, I'm just throwing that out there because anytime you get a nonprofit started, it's not about making money. It's about being able to have money to get to different parts of the state with more than just yourself, right? Transportation. You know, if you want to organize like I do and go to, hey, let's go to Beaver Dam and organize and try to educate the people about Mark Barn. Hey, man, I got a caller here. Screen him real quick because we're getting late and I don't want to miss that call. But that's what it's going to take. We can't vote our way out of it, or at least wait to vote our way out of it. Because, all right, I'm going to Peter in Illinois. You're on, hello. Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering. There was a commercial I saw on TV the other night for Bud Light, and the music in the background was from Zac Brown Band. And I was just wondering whether that was pre-recorded prior to all this controversy, or whether it's a poke in the eye to all the idiots that believe in that kind of nonsense. I was just wondering if you guys could figure that out, and if you've seen the commercial at all. It's like right in your face to all the idiots, the, you know, the Kid Rock and all those that are causing trouble over nothing. There's kids in school getting shot, and they're worried about Bud Light.
Yeah. That's no, all. No, thanks a lot. And no, I don't think so. I think it's just that people are using the right message to target people that are idiots, right? And I got to tell you, Peter, I've been doing this for quite a while, going after Republicans in the Wisconsin State House. And one of them told me, his name was Wynn, right? And the Republicans redistricted and threw his jock ass under the bus. But it was such an easy, it was W-Y-Y-N-N, but my sign for him was Lose with Wynn. And he goes, wow, that's really clever. And I go, well, look at what I'm dealing with here. I go, it's really kind of easy. And so is doing this show every week. I'm sorry, it's over. We'll be back, though, again next week, 7 to 8 p.m., outside the Pizza Box. I never say I'm Pizza Box Mike, but I shouldn't assume that you know who it is, or that Evo is my outstanding engineer and producer. Yeah, right here in Madison at Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's been a blast. Thanks for participating again, and we'll see you next week, man. Me love a wishing well to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well.
Did you know?
know Brockfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media